So the end of Perek Cheresh is the most important sugya, lagabe, the din of ketanim and kim hamitzvos, the din of katan achol nevelos and sviya biyadayim, and the shaynim will get into here the whole sugya of chinuch of ketanim. It's also very sodistic for understanding bechlal and mitzvos. So how is it that if a katan, he's not mitzvah, so what does he have? What does that mean? What does that mean for all of his kim hamitzvos? So the Gemara starts with this Maisa with Rav Pedas. Rav Pedas, he went to the Beis Medrash and they accidentally locked the Beis Medrash and the keys were in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. So what are they going to do? How are they going to open up the Beis Medrash? So Rav Pedas said what they should do is they take little kids who don't know about keeping Shabbos yet, really little kids, bring them to play in Rosh Hashanah. And they'll see the keys, and kids like keys, and therefore they'll pick up the keys, and then we'll walk with them to the Beis Medrash, and they'll come and we'll have the keys. So that's his chiddush, and you see from the din of Rav Pedas, which we accept the halacha, a tremendous chiddush, which is that a katan who does a iser, it's mamish okay. It's not b'diavad. It's mamish 100% okay. They brought the kids there, having al das that they should carry the keys and just a rabbi, even though it's malacha d'oraisa. So Gemara says that you see from here that a katan ochel nevelos ain't bezin mitzuvin lafrisho. Even if a kid's sitting there eating McDonald's, don't have to stop him. Yeah.
When I read this Gemara, I didn't understand the story because, meaning, even if they were playing with the kids, how would they know to take the key and then go to the Mace Medish unless they would have to say something verbally?
So they didn't say anything. So somehow.
It's a weird story of saying, oh, because they were the kids, they took the. Saying, I didn't understand
story.
Unless they said something, which I doubt they did.
Right. It could be they didn't say to them, carry the keys to the Mace Medish. They just said, Shabbos party in the Mace Medish. I don't know. But that's what we see. And the Gemara says this was a debated topic, whether Bezid is mitzvah to be mafresh or katan to eating the velos, but halacha comes out from Rav Pedas that it's mutter. So we see from here something amazing, right? That there's no isser on a katan. It's pointed out, a katan, it's not just that he's not an onshin. That's, of course, he doesn't get onshin, but he doesn't even have the mitzvahs. A number of Gemaras that say that a katan doesn't even have the mitzvahs. The Gemara Bava Kama on Pei Zayin, it says that we have a hekesh from mitzvahs to mishpatim. If anyone's not in the mishpatim of the Torah, they're also not in the mitzvahs. So a katan has no mitzvahs. So what was the question? What was Rav Pedas's chiddush? Rav Chanan says the chiddush is that we had a suffix. Gemara says Rav Yochanan had a suffix. Maybe we have to stop the kid from eating McDonald's. Maybe we have to do it. Why? Because even though he's not in mitzvos, but there's still, why did the Torah tell an adult not to eat McDonald's? Because there's something bad about eating it. And therefore, a kid, okay, he's not mitzvah, but maybe it's not a good thing to do. Isn't that something, right? We don't want our kids eating McDonald's. So it's not a good thing to do, and therefore maybe you have to stop them. Says the Gemara, no. Says the Gemara, halacha, it's 100% mutter. At least before the age of chinuch, it's 100% mutter. Shmuel Hadeshin points this out. Sinchel Beis Simin Samach Beis. He said, "See, from this Gemara, the kid doesn't have to feel bad about what he did, because l'maisa, there's nothing wrong. 100% nothing wrong." So the Aris Sameach had a very stark akasha on the sugya. This is in Isurei Bia Gimel Beis. It's an unbelievable kasha, just so powerful. Gemara in Sanhedrin Nun Hei. The Gemara is talking about the din of a person who's Baal Abahema. So the Pasuk tells us you kill both the person and the Behema. Why do we kill the Behema? So the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, because a takala Baal Yado, a chet came al yidei the Behema. The Behema caused such a chet in the world, we have to kill the Behema. So the Gemara says, what about a katan? So the Gemara says, maybe it's hard to say, a katan, we shouldn't kill the behema. If the katan was Baal, the behema. Why? The Gemara says, because the katan, there's no chet here. So the Gemara says, no, we killed the behema. And this is halacha. Passing the Rambam, we killed the behema, even for the bia of a katan. Why? So the Gemara says, here also there's a takala, there's a chet here as well, because even though we don't kill the katan, that's because Rachmana hu dechasalav. Rachmana had Rachmanas on the katan, and therefore we don't kill the katan. But avada is a chetir, and therefore we kill the behema. We stone the behema because it brought about this terrible chet. So what is going on? I thought the katan could eat McDonald's. What is wrong? What's wrong? Mali McDonald's, Mali being bala behema. Why is it different? So the Aris HaMelech gave a beautiful tarot. I just think it's very sozistic. He says there's a difference between the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach and all other mitzvahs. It's true, all other mitzvahs, if you're not mitzvah, you don't have them. Right? Before Matan Torah, we didn't have any mitzvahs. But Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, that's every person, every human being. These are things that are objectively, toeva, bad things. Don't do them. Even if you're a guy, don't do them. And therefore, a katan, okay, we never punish katanim, but it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. And a guy is killed on he's asked to be baal behema. He explains with us another nice point that is a din that a katana, if a man marries a katana and the katana is mizana tachtav, saying a chanami, we don't kill the katana, but she becomes asr to her husband. She can't go back to her husband. Why? Because there's some level of chet. Someone's wife is raped, so she has no chet whatsoever, she goes back to her husband. But a katana, who be ratzon, is mizana, she's asked to her husband. Why? Says Arsamech, because it's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Could be there's another kasha I had for a long time, you could answer with this. There is a Rashi in Bava Kama, Tzadi Ches on the base. He says something amazing. The Gemara tells a story there about if Ashi burnt somebody's shtaros. Right? Doesn't sound sort of thing. But Mazid burnt someone's shtaros for no good reason. And Bezdin forced Rav Ashi to pay. So Rashi writes there, this is talking about Rav Ashi when he was a katan. He was a katan, of course he wouldn't do it. But if it's a katan, he did it. So it's a pella. Right? He was a katan, okay. So he said, and it says that, so she says, oh, you see from this Rashi seems to be saying that a katan, who purposely is mazik, he has to pay when he's a gadol. So the shail is, we saw the Shumas Hadesh, and the Shumas Hadesh says you don't need any sort of tshuva. Why is this? So what's the difference? Why is it that you have to pay? So you can say, no, because gzela, hezek, being mazik b'yadayim is gzela. Pnei Noach or Asur and Gezel, m'mela be'etzem, you did Gezel. You did the chet. So if Mimela, there's something he needs kapara for. You need kapara, so Mimela you have to pay. So Mimela, that could explain it. That's really a chet. Then the Gemara goes on. It says, we hold like Rabbi Das, but... Yeah,
Rabbi. I mean, in that case, could you just say that he did it and he created a chov, and when he's a katan, that doesn't matter, but the chov's still there. So when he gets older, he has to pay back?
Right, that's true. But Lamaisa, if you didn't do anything wrong, how's it even creating a chov? I would have said, if you don't do anything wrong, and the soul of Hezek is, you know, in the beginning of Bava Kama, everyone talks about it. Okay, it's a chiv to pay, but it's not just a chiv to pay, it's because you were over on something. Right, they all talk about this Rabbeinu Yonah, that you're over on Lo Sigzal. And therefore, right, the Torah in the beginning of Hilchos Mazik talks about there's some isser there. If what you did was totally glat kasher mutter, why do you have to pay? So the Gemara tells us that there is an isser, even though we're not mafreshim from an isser, but still it's usher to feed a katan. Ain't suffering lo b'yadayin. You can't actually feed nevela to a katan. It learns this out from three makoros, from Los Achilum, that by shratzim you can't feed bugs to a katan. By dam, it says, kol nefesh b'chem lo sochel dam, that no yid should eat dam, even a katan. And it says by kohanim, emor v'amarta, that a gadol has to make sure that a Kohen, who's a katan, shouldn't become tame. And all of them, the Gemara says, you don't have to be mafreshim if he's doing it on his own, but we see from these psukim, you're not allowed to actually directly cause the katan to do isurim. And it seems to be that we learn from there to other places as well. So the Rashba says a chiddush. He says a chiddush. He says he thinks this is only by isurim deraisa. But an isur derabanan, if you want to feed a kid bishalakum or demai or anything, asur derabanan, it wouldn't be a problem at all. You could do it. Where does he get this from? So he gets it from the Gemara. The Gemara, when it's entertaining the idea that maybe Bezdin is chayv to be mafresh a katan from Isser, from eating the velos, so it brings a whole story there. It brings up a story about a braisa that tells us that if a Talmud Chacham has a kid, and he has a, and the kid eats by his grandfather. The kid goes to eat by his Zayd, and his Zayd is an Am Aretz. So it says the Talmud Chacham doesn't have to worry that his kid is being fed peros she'enu mesukanim. Peros, pashas meaning tevel, by the Zaydi. Because he's a kid, so you don't have to worry about it. It says no need to worry about it. So it says, you see from here, like Rav Pedas, that you don't have to worry about a kid eating the Isurim. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a riot to anything, because there it could be talking about Isurim to Rabbanan. It was talking about Isur Demai, it was talking about Truma Drabanan, but it wasn't talking about anything Deraisa, and therefore we don't see from here that Rav Pedas is there. We don't see, it could be that Bezdin really does have to be mafresh a kid from eating a surim. So the shayla is, how did the Gemara know to say that? The Gemara just says, oh, it's Pasha. It's only by Deraisa, by Drabanan. Of course, there's no problem with the Katan eating Isuri Drabanan. Why was that Pashat? So understands the Rashba, that the Gemara is telling us that the whole Chash, all of these Isurim here, is only by Deraisa. By Drabanan, we have no problem at all. Because by Drabanan, it was Pashat to us that by a Katan, there's no problem of Katan eating Isuri Drabanan. And the Hezber, just to be Masber, there's a well-known Nesivas, it says there's a big chiluk between Isuri Deraisa and Isuri Drabanan. And the Sivas in Reish Lamedal and Choshen Mishpat. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if somebody sells, a butcher is selling the vela, afterwards the customers have a right to come back to the butcher and said, you know, I ate the nevela, it was very yummy, but I heard that it was nevela, and therefore I want to be paid back. I want to be paid back because enechanam was yummy, but lamaisa was nevela. I didn't want to be eating. I'd rather not have the yummy and not eat the nevela. So the butcher has to pay back the money. But if it's nisid rabbanan, the Shulchan Aruch says, and if it's nisid rabbanan, then the butcher says it's just nisid rabbanan. You know, he didn't salt the meat, and that's just nisid rabbanan. So meil is just nisid rabbanan. Since you ate it and you enjoyed it, I don't have to pay you a penny. What do you mean he enjoyed it? It was iser. It's not because it really was. The Sivu says it really wasn't iser. It was totally heter. Iser is rabbanon just means that you have to listen to rabbanon. So you have to listen to rabbanon. So if I knew it was iser, I couldn't eat it. But the maisa, the fact that I ate it, okay, great, I ate it. I shouldn't have. He should have told me, but he didn't. But what I ate was be'etzem kosher food. It's just that the rabbanon said don't eat it. Memela, so too here by katana, by a katan. Memela, there's no iser bechlal by a katan. By a katan, if he's eating something that's aser nevela, so then there's room to talk about. Maybe we have to stop him. At least it's aser to feed him b'yadayim. But because there's something there, it's nevela. But if it's not but if it's this is rabbanon, so the katan's not mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. The rabbanon. There's no iser on him. He wasn't told. There's no metzias here of something wrong, and therefore the Rashba says it's going to be mutter. That's Rashba's chiddush.
Isn't the Gemara there talking about not only the case when the ben chaver goes to his grandfather, but meaning he's not going to eat it because he's scared about his father, what his father's going to say if he finds out.
It doesn't really talk about faith for the father at all. It just says that ain't choshesh in lo. You let him. It says matzav yado peiros ain't zakek lo. Right? Ain't choshesh in ben chavash ragel lechetzel avi imo ama aretz ain't choshesh shem yechlen al tzvarim sheinu musukim. This is in Choshen. Fine. Okay, that's the rash. Halacha l'maisa, we don't. The Shulchan Aruch does not go like this. L'chari could argue on the rash. I think Hekri argue on the rash. Sounds so geshmak. You could say that no. L'maisa called the tikkun rabbanu came to raise the tikkun. L'maisa is asur to feed nevela to your kid. So therefore, with rabbanu they asur to feed asur to rabbanu. Okay, but that's the Rashba. Now the Isra of Sfia by the Raisas. So Pashtus, many have understood from this that there's anything that's Asr, that if the kid was a gadol would be Asr, you're not allowed to directly cause him to do when he's a kata. Many understood it that way. There's a lot of kashas, a lot of places we see this is not the case, and. Big rooms to say it's really not such an inclusive klal, this Isser of Sophia. So one kasha that's pointed out is a Gemara Nazir Nun Zayin, Peladic Gemara, one of the Gemara's like knocks your socks off. Like it's almost hard to say over. Bimechazal, okay, this is a very Nachasidish Gemara. So if you're Litvish, you might like this. There's a chance you'll like this. Even if you're Shivish, you're not going to like this. Okay, alright. Kids are cute with payas, right? It's cute for kids to have payas. Yeah, Zev agrees. So the Gemara says in Nazir, that Nun Zayin, that B'mei Chazal, the derech was, is that people would shave their kids' heads bald. Rav Hun himself would have his kids totally shaved bald. No payas at all. Why? I don't know. But as I state in the Gemara, so the Gemara talks there how they would do it. Rav Huna said he did it with his wife. His wife would shave them. And the lamus was that a woman is not mitzvah in a kafsat rosh. Rav Adar bar Ava says even a man is allowed to do the shaving. He's allowed to shave the kid's head. The whole reason why, because the Isser is really just on the kid's not mechuyev. It says the kid's not mechuyev, so there's nothing wrong with that. The problem is what happened to the Isser of Sophia? Ain't stuff in the Isser, be a dayim. How could he be a dayim do for a gadol to get a haircut, to have anyone cut off his payas, even to go to a geisha barber and have her cut off his payas is asr, so therefore it should be asr to cut in two. If you are actively doing it to him. How's this mutter? Just the pala. The other big kasha is on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the Gemara Yumayin Ches just says that Ketanim are not in these Yisurim, and it was taken out from the Rashi. Says there you're allowed to feed your kid on Yom Kippur. You're even allowed to wash them, and you're allowed to besach them. It's not a problem. You don't put shoes on a kid. There's a Tosefta says B'shem Maris Ayin, whatever that means. But the it seems to be Mutter. That's what the Torah says. The Torah says be a daim, you can feed your kid. And it's brought by the Rama. Shabruah accepts it that you're allowed to feed your kids on, even spoon it to them on Yom Kippur. Who would think otherwise? So believe it or not. Some said, what do you mean? It's an Isser of Sophia. In Machil and Isser. The Ran actually asked that Kasha. And Yuma, the Ran asked, what do you mean? How could you possibly feed your kids? How could you wash them? So the emes is, he says, Yitaka Betzim shouldn't be allowed to wash them. He says, the only reason you're allowed to give your kid a bath on Yom Kippur is because he holds Shari Nui Mot Rabbanim. He holds that washing on Yom Kippur and Sikh on Yom Kippur is just as Rabbanim. He says, really, otherwise it should be Aser. And Machilim, really, you can't be Machil. Right? Believe it or not, the Magen Avraham and Tuf Reish Tes Zayin, so he holds that you can't feed your kid on Yom Kippur because it's an Issa D'Raisa. Issa D'Raisa to feed your kid on Yom Kippur. And Mishnah Berurah doesn't take this, and Shai Tzion doesn't take this. No one's heard of this, but it's seems to make a lot of sense, right? On the surface, it's an Isser, a Sefir. So how does the mother nurse her baby on Yom Kippur? The Magen Avraham understands it's because Sakanos Nefashos. But if not, you shouldn't do it. You should let them maybe make the food available to them, shocking that such a thing should be true, because so against what the Gemara says, so against the feel of the Gemara, just that all these dinim don't apply to Ketanim. Until they're a little bit older, they start doing shows, aschinach, but it's just pal. Why is this not an Isser Sefiya? Another Shaila, Shabbos, Kuflam, Mites, another just interesting Gemara there about Rav Misharshia was planting, was it Chutzlar, instead of planting Klayim? You could have Klayim in Chutzlar, but you're not allowed to plant it yourself. So therefore, he hired a Gaisha kid to plant his Klayim for him. So the Gemara asked, why do you just hire a Jewish kid to plant your Klayim? He said, I didn't want to do that. Dilma Misrach Bey. Maybe he'll learn from this, and when he's a gadol, he'll also plant Klayim. But the Shaila is, what do you mean? How are you hiring a kid to do something that you hold as an Isser of Klayim? Oh. So I have a teretz. Afterwards, I saw it. Basically, more or less, you could find this Rav Chatzkel Abramsky and Chazan Yecheskel in Sefta and Yuma, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph. He sort of says it's not... We'll say actually a little more geschmack than he says it. He says it's very v'kitzer. It could be the Isser Sfiya. You could have different pshats. Sfiya does not mean anything that's usher to a gadol is usher due to a katan. What is it talking about? It's talking about shratzim, dam, and being metama kohanim. So all these assume are something in common, which is there's a real chesed yisura here. The Isser is the kid's eating a bug. It's a tumor to the nefesh. It's dam. A Kohen who's a Kaddish is becoming Tameh. There's something happening. Whereas there are other Isurim that are just Isur Gavras. They're Isurim, but it's just the Torah says not to do it. But there's no Be'etzem Chetz of actual like Mitzias to the Isur. So this is a Chilk you find a lot. It's a little hard. It sounds too Lamsha to say with a straight face, but you find this in many dinim, you find this. The most famous being in Hilchos Pekuach Nefesh. So there's halacha that if someone desperately needs to eat meat on Shabbos, but the only meat you have is nevela, but you have some cows. So do you feed him the nevela, or do you shech the cow? So stam. If you didn't learn the halachas, you'd say, feed him the nevela. Nevela is an Isser Lav, shechting of Shabbos is an Isser Skila. So the halacha is not like the Baram says, not that way. The acceptance of halacha is not the way you shech the animal. Why do you shech the animal? So says the Maram, and spoken out loud in the Arzurua. This is an Arzurua Chelik Bey Simon Kof Ches. He says because they're different. One's an Isser Gavra, one's an Isser Chefza. Doesn't matter if you use those words, but that's what he says. It's a Shabbos is an Isser Gavra. The Torah says, don't be Mechal Shabbos. If it's Sakanos Nefashos, do be Mechal Shabbos. Nothing wrong happened. Nevela, so it's mutter, it's totally mutter. Eat nevela for pekuach nefesh, but you're still eating nevela. There's an isser chefsa there. By isser chefsa, there's still something going on wrong. And the Arzuro brings lots of riots for this. He brings some behemtum shel tzadikim, main takalabal al yadam. Even the behemah of a tzadik. Sometimes tzadikim did things wrong. Right? Lots of gemaras where we find that tzadik is something wrong, but they say a macholos asuros, that type of isser, an isser of a chefsa, they wouldn't do something wrong. So, lots of you know, especially the maram. For those who did Yerodea, you know, the maram, even when he had a piece of nevela that was batel berov, one piece he wouldn't eat because it shouldn't be he shouldn't eat a nevela. That's sort of take on things. Different Raya has a whole bunch of Rayas on this, but that Chefza Yisur is a Maisa, it's still a Chefza. It's not just a... So, Mamela, with that we could say that the Teretz is that, yeah, by Dam and Shratzim, be Matama, Kohen, who's supposed to be a Kaddish, you've done Tumah. This tumah is a chef tzedekatin. Whereas anytime it's just a gav tzedekatin, like Yom Kippur, lachor is a gav, you should not eat. Okay, but the katan was not told not to eat, and therefore feeding him food, there's nothing wrong with that. Right? The same thing with klayim, you could say, the same thing we'll say with hakafas harosh, right? It's not an iser cheftas, iser gavra, right? Could we clarify? Okay, but that's what we could answer the kashas. Okay, another point that we find in Terim is a ghost of Maimonios gives a heter, Shem the Maram, that you're allowed to give kids to eat before Kiddush. It's not a problem of being of feeding them iser b'yadayim because it's not actually Isser. It's a bittel of a mitzvah of Kiddush, but that's not Isser. The whole din of Svi is only by Isser. So too the Shum Sadeshin writes, this is true by feeding a katan, feeding a baby matzah on Erev Pesach. So he says, if the kid's old enough to understand Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you don't want to take away from his mitzvah Sipur. You don't want to give him matzah before Pesach. He says, as a side reason, he says, but the guy with the Isser of eating matzah Erev Pesach, he says, there's no Isser on the katan because it's not Sfiya B'yadayim, because it's not Be'etzim an Isser. The matzah is not Asser, it's just that it's taking away from the Kiyam HaMitzvahs. So that's that Pashas is true. One other part of Isurim that aren't so well known that's said in this Gemara, the Gemara tells us that Rav Pedas did not tell the Katanim to bring the keys. He just brought them there. Now why couldn't he tell them to bring the keys? So that would be Aser. Now why would that be Aser? So the Gemara actually tells us later that if brings a Braisa, that if a kid comes to put out a fire, you tell him don't put out the fire. So the Gemara asks why. Why not? Because the Gemara says, because you're mitzuva al shvisaso, and we're talking about a case where he was told to put out the fire. He's doing al das aviv. Since he's doing al das aviv, and therefore you're mitzuva al shvisaso, and therefore he can't do it. So why not? Especially why not? We're saying that there's no issur of sefia in this sort of case. So what's wrong with doing it? So the Rashi. Interesting, Rashi in Parshas Yisro brings this Gemara in Yevamos, and he explains it there. He says, why is it that you have to tell him not to put out the fire when he's doing Adas Adav? He says, you would suval shvisas banav, because he quotes the Mechilta, and Mechilta quotes on the Pasuk, it says, osasu kol malacha, atu ubincha vitecha, avdecha, and yershar, that you're mitzuva, just like you're mitzuva, you're not allowed to. A person is not allowed to use an animal. A person is not allowed to direct an animal, cause an animal to carry a burden for him in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos. So too with your kids. Your kids or really anyone is not allowed to tell a kid, Shvisas of Ketanim, is you're not allowed to tell any kid to do something else on Shabbos. Right? So that's also a point here in the Gemara Halacha L'Maisa. Right? If you want to a room is light. You forgot to close the light on Shabbos, and now what are you going to do when you have a little kid? So you let take a kid, put the kid like Rav Pedas, put the kid by the switch. Kids like playing with switches, and therefore the kid will start turning light on and off, and you'll pull him away once the light's off. But if the kid's a little older and understands what you want, that you want him to turn the light on, so then it becomes Aser, then it becomes an Iser Dereisa of Shvisas Banav. Oh, so one last point to mention this sugya is that there's one huge point that's omitted from the whole sugya is the mitzvah of chinuch. Right? Gemaras tell us that when a kid gets to the age that he could do a mitzvah, if he's old enough to eat matzah, you're mechuyev for him to eat matzah. If he's old enough to take a lulav, you're mechuyev to buy him a lulav and give him a lulav. And so too with every mitzvah. So why on earth here suddenly we became completely unconcerned about that? So the Rambam writes, the Rambam is in Machlas Asuros, Chaf Zayin Yud Zayin. So the Rambam writes that in a chinami, of course, we're just talking about the Isser of Sophia, the Isser of Bezdin, but the father, if he sees his kid doing Isser, he says he has to tell him not to do the Isser because it says, Chanuch L'Nar Al Pi Darko. and a chanami, this is din, but the Gemara wasn't talking about the din. That's Pashto was saying. The Rashba was not happy with that. He says, look at the Gemara, it's talking about a ben chaver. It says a kid's going to his grandfather, you don't have to worry about the food he's eating. Like, who are we talking about? Don't have to worry. Look, it's the parents. The parents are mechuyev in chinuch. So why is it okay? So says the Rashba, chiddush, that's like hard to say over. He says only by assays. You look at the Gemara, they talk about chinuch, they talk about buying him tefillin and lulav and sukkah. But they don't say, stop from doing yisurim. He says, look, I'll be yisurim, there's no din of chinuch. To let your kid eat nevela, not a problem. That's how it sounds. That's how it sounds. Okay, it's Pella, how that could be. But how could that possibly be? How could that be? So, I thought to say something, maybe Miyashe, you know, the Rambam and the Rashi make shalom between them. I don't think they thought they had a machlokas, so I don't want to overstate. But the machlokas is not as big as it seems to be. Okay, that I'll say. And maybe explain each tzad. Is that the emes is, you can say there's tvei dinim in chinuch. You know, chinuch, by mitzvah saseh, it's a chiyuv. Right, there's a din that a katan, Gemara Brachas Daf Chav says, a katan could bench even to be motzi other people. It says if they ate kizei sviya, he can't, but if they didn't kizei sviya, since it's all chayiv drabbanim, a katan is also a chayiv midrabbanim mishum chinuch. Right, different shalom say, does that mean the katan's chayiv? Rashi says in a number of places it means the father is chayiv to make sure his kid benched, and that gives a din of chiyuv. But it's a chiyuv. If my kid doesn't keep a mitzvah, I am over an iser. Father has to be mechanech. By yisurim, I could hear the Rashba. It's not the case. It'd be almost horrifying if that was the case. If my kid ever says lashon hara, I'm mechuyev to make sure. Can you imagine that the father would be mechuyev to walk around 24/7 behind his kids, getting ready for them to do isurim and stopping them? We can't do that. A mitzvah, so that I can make them do a mitzvah, but this is too hard. So actually you could say that they didn't give that sort of a chiyev, that was too hard. But there's a din beis, which is that I have to raise my kids. Chanach l'nar al pi darko. The Rambam doesn't say it's mamash a chiyev. The Rambam says if you see your kid doing an isur, you have to tell him not to because it says chanach l'nar. When you see it, you have to raise your kid to be a ben taira. So therefore, you can say like this: ein chinami. But by mitzvahs, you mamash have to do it. But I assume, okay, the tax that you have to make sure your kid's a ben taira. And ein chinami, if your kid knows his zaydis and amaretz and understands amaratzim. They give you things. They give you bad hachsherim. You can't be seimach and have to be mechanachem. Okay, you have to have a talk with your kid, explain to him about zayin. But lav dafka. That's not necessarily the first thing to do. If you know, maybe he doesn't know his zaydis and amaretz, right? He doesn't know that. And you can teach it to him. You can teach him about amaratzim, but you know, it'll got to be the Gemara's case. The Gemara wasn't dealing with that angle. That's like a different, more, I don't know, Baal Batish, like practical type of angle. We weren't dealing with it. Lagabe, really surim, lamaisa, there's no mamish isser, there's no mamish chiyiv to stop the kid from eating not kosher. Okay, alright. Hadron halach. Check Irish. I don't know if anyone here is really just. Okay. I finished that and the Sahih also. Okay, so that's Shem. We'll start the Sikhs of Aguna, Sikh Shemak. Once we start them, we know that we have to finish them.